The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I do not see you, and you should not see me. We should not see one another. In this first daily chapel of a new academic year, I want to talk about our life together. There are few Christians in the world who are given the blessing of a community life together on a campus that you and I are beginning to experience. To be able to gather together each day for chapel, to be able to spend the day studying and discussing the Word of God, to be able to rest and relax, to socialize, to engage in sports, all those human things that humans, including future pastors and deaconesses, should be doing. Where else in the world has God blessed people with this kind of community opportunity? And when your time of study here is done, and the church assigns you to your first position of service, wherever that be, I would certainly hope that you look back upon your years on this campus and in this community as a great, great blessing that you will never forget and will always treasure. And that's why I say it is important that I do not see you, you do not see me, we do not see one another. Or maybe I ought to put it this way. We do not look at one another. Or now that I'm even making revisions, we do not look down at one another. The natural thing is to look at one another, and inevitably, the natural thing is to look down at one another. It goes something like this. Oh, you're an alternate route guy, huh? That's really nice. That's really nice. I hope you don't understand that you are not up to the speed of us MDiv guys. But what goes around comes around. The fourth year MDiv guy coming back looks at the first and even the second year guys and says, "You're a bunch of plebes. You don't know anything." And those of us who have parish and pastoral experience look at the know-it-all fourth-year guys and think, "You don't know anything." And as my wife tells me, she said, "You were just like that, Dale, so be kind." You go to a faculty, you go to a secretary or to a maintenance person, and I think we often go in with this kind of attitude. "I am a theological student. I am a professor of theology. I am a professional staff member. I am entitled." You can hear it echoing through the campus to the consternation of a lot of people. And that, what is that poor service staff person, that secretary, that maintenance worker to think? And it goes on and on. You can play this out in so many ways. But I'll tell you what, this looking down attitude, it is destructive. It leads to no good. It leads to disappointment, because it's going to happen that you feel that you are not getting what is due you, whatever classification you fall into on this campus. It leads to complaints, to envy, How come that person or that group is getting something that I'm not getting? I deserve better. And since all of this is going on in the heart, remember, in the sinful heart, which wants to build itself up, it must, by consequence, look down at others. And so from the heart come sins of the tongue, complaining, put-downs, backbiting, slander. And I'll tell you, as we begin our community life together with this first daily chapel, that spirit is toxic to all the blessings that our Lord would intend us to have in this very unique setting called Concordia Seminary. So if we're not supposed to look at the other person, look down at the other person, if we are not to show partiality, or as the Bible says, to be a respecter of persons, then what are we supposed to look at? And the prayer is this: Spirit of the Lord God, tell us to look at one another, but always to see Jesus as we look at one another on the campus. How many of you have been to Wittenberg, Germany? Put up your hands. My advice would be that you don't wait till it's given to you as a retirement gift. Go earlier, because it will very, very much impact your active ministry. But when you get to go to Wittenberg, Germany, you'll go to the city church. The city church is a place where Dr. Luther did most of his preaching, not the castle church of the 95 Theses, but the city church. And when you go up toward the altar of the city church, you'll see a Cranach painting above the altar. And the Cranach painting shows Luther addressing the congregation from the pulpit. And between Luther, the preacher in the pulpit, and the congregation, Cranach has painted a cross of Jesus Christ. That is, that the preacher sees his congregants through the eyes of the crucified Jesus. And the congregants hear the preacher and his words in terms of the crucified Jesus. And that's the way it should be in this community for this special time that God has graced us with. Who do we look at when we look at one another? We do not look at that person in the natural way, but whenever we look at one another, we see Jesus. The word Concordia. 9 letters. And the 3 letters in the middle, C-O-R, are the Latin word for heart. And the heart of this campus community, which begins in earnest this day, is the Lord Jesus Christ. To be personal about it, I need his forgiveness because I am prone to build up in my own mind my own religiosity and service to the church. And whenever you build your own religious service to the church up, you inevitably are going to put somebody else down, and I need forgiveness for that. And I also need the hope that only the Lord Jesus can give to Dale. Because when I start to trust my service to the church, what I have done, or in your case, what you will be doing, you're going to be disappointed, as I said, disappointed, envious, and even bitter, because you're putting your eggs into a basket that is sure to be cracked. No human being, yourself included, no religious human being, yourself included, can live up to expectations without fail. Only the Lord Jesus Christ can, and that's why it's important that we look at one another, but we always see him, because it's all about him. And God in Jesus has shown no partiality. He is not a respecter of persons, and the proof of that is that he has saved you. Fill in your names. If he showed partiality, you would be lost forever. so would I. So to hearken back to the gospel that Kirk read, the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Is it the MDiv guys, the faculty? Who is it?" And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of God. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. See that you do not look down on one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven." We have been graced by God with a special opportunity for community here on this campus. But it will take the grace of God worked among us through our regular attendance to chapel, through our devotion, and through the prayers and the earnest intent that we would always see Jesus as we deal with one another. A closing story. You remember that Peter denied the Lord Jesus three times. So sometime later, after the resurrection, Peter had an opportunity to have a little come to Jesus meeting, literally. And the Lord said, "Do you love me?" Three times Peter was asked, three times he answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And then Jesus predicted the way that Peter would die. Now listen to what the Bible says in John chapter 21. Jesus said to Peter to show what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after this, he said to him, "Follow me." But Peter turned and saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following them, the one who had been reclining at table close to him and had said, "Lord, who is it that is going to betray you?" And when Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about this man?" Jesus said to him, "If it is my will that he remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me." What is that to you? To me? How God doles out whatever he doles out through the events of life to some other classification on the campus. What is that to you? What is that to me? Ultimately, we're not supposed to look down at that other person. You and I are supposed to look up to Jesus. And Jesus says to this campus community, "Follow me." Amen.